Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bishop. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Browns won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Goslin throws the ball into Levy, who tags Bishop trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Haas moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Haas scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Gray reaches second base with a double. Sharon moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Sharon scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Schultz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schultz. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Simmons moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Fox reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Haas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. McNair moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gray. Haas scores. McNair moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. One out. It's 7-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo pinch hits for Sam Gray. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bengo reaches second base with a double. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schuld hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bango moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Bango scores. Schuld goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.